Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We're in one very detailed section of this. God says the hairs of our head are numbered, the days of our life are numbered. And so when you go to read through, that's why most people don't read Exodus. Man, I've had people, I read through the Bible, but man, I got bogged down in Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers. It's like, well, they're in here for a reason. All the stories, all the requirements, everything's here for a reason. God's a detailed God. So we're going to learn some stuff. So try to hang with it today. We're going to only cover about 10, 12 minutes. You can endure that. Just listen, get your own Bible and kind of go through it. You can read it and mark it sometime. And you realize, I didn't know that. Everybody's ever done this. I didn't know that. Well, that's because most of us have never read the Bible cover to cover. Fascinating book, detailed book. So today we're picking up in chapter 27 of Exodus in verse 1. We're getting ready to talk about plans for the altar of burnt offering, which is real important, and the light for the tabernacle, and the plans for the courtyard, and what the priests are going to wear. And we're going to go to the mall and get some clothes. So no, God's going to get some great detail. So chapter 27, verse 1, says, using acacia wood, construct a square altar, 7 1/2 feet wide, 7 1/2 feet long, 4 1/2 feet high. Make horns for each of its four corners so that the horns of the altar are all one piece. Overlay the altar with bronze. Make ash buckets, shovel basins, meat forks, fire pans, all of bronze. Make a bronze grating for it. Attach the bronze rings to its four corners. Install a grating halfway down the side of each altar under the ledge. For carrying the altar, make poles from acacia wood overlaid with bronze. Insert the poles through the rings on the two sides of the altar. Their altar must be hollow. It must be hollow. It must be made from planks. Build it as you were shown on the mountain. Verse 9. Here's the plans for the courtyard. Then make the courtyard for the tabernacle, enclosed with curtains made from finely woven linen. On the south side, make curtains 150 feet long. They'll be held up by 20 posts set securely in 20 bronze bases. Hang the curtains with silver hooks and rings. Make the curtains the same way on the north side. 150 feet of curtains held up by 20 posts set securely in bronze bases. Hang the curtains with the silver hooks and rings. The curtains on the west side of the courtyard will be 75 feet long, separated by 10 posts set into bronze bases. The east end of the courtyard in the front will also be 75 feet long. The courtyard entrance will be on the east end, flanked by two curtains. The curtain on the right will be 22 and a half feet long, supported by three posts, set into three bases. The curtain on the left side will be 22 and a half feet long, supported by three posts into three bases. Verse 16, for the entrance to the courtyard, make a curtain that is 30 feet long. Make it from finely woven linen. Decorate it, beautifully embroidered blue, purple, scarlet. Support it with four posts, each securely set in its own base. All the posts around the courtyard must have silver rings and hooks and bronze bases. So the entire courtyard will be 150 feet long, 75 feet wide, the curtain wall 7 1/2 feet high, made from finely woven linen, and the base for the posts were made of bronze. All these articles used in the ritual of the tabernacle include the 10 pegs to support the tabernacle and the full courtyard must be made of bronze. Now, you talk about some, the guys, you couldn't find this stuff at Walmart. They had to hand make all the stuff. Verse 20, command the people of Israel to bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light to keep the lamps burning continually. The lampstand would stand in the tabernacle in front of the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant. Aaron and his sons must keep the lamps burning in the Lord's presence all night. This is a permanent law for the people of Israel. It must be observed from generation to generation. Chapter 28, verse 1. Call for your brother Aaron and his sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Set them apart from the rest of the people of Israel so that they may minister to me and my priests. Make sacred garments for Aaron that are glorious and that are beautiful. Instruct the skilled craftsman whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom. Did you hear what he said? I have craftsmen that I have filled with the spirit of wisdom. God said, I have people that are going to make this for me, and I have filled them with the spirit of wisdom. Have them make garments for Aaron that will distinguish him as a priest set apart for my service. These are the garments they are to make: a chest piece, an ephod, a robe, a patterned tunic, turban, and a sash. They are to make these sacred arrangements for your brother Aaron and his sons. They are to wear them to service me as priests, to give them fine linen, cloth, gold thread, blue and purple, scarlet thread. Then here's the design for the ephod. The craftsman must make the ephod of finely woven linen and skillfully embroidered with gold, with blue, purple, and scarlet thread. It will consist of two pieces, front and back, joint the shoulders, not the shoulder, and the shoulder pieces. The decorative sash made of the same materials of finely woven linen embroidered with gold, and blue, and purple, and scarlet thread. Take two young onyx stones and engrave them on them the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Six names will be on each stone. Arrange them in order of the births of the original sons of Israel. Engrave the names on the two stones in the same way as Judah engraves a seal. Then mount the stones in settings of gold filigree. Fasten the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod. As a reminder, Aaron represents the people of Israel. These names, if carrying the shoulders, as a reminder, whoever goes before the Lord, make them settings of gold filigree, and then braid the two cords of pure gold, attach them the settings of the shoulders to the ephod. Here's what's going to get detailed. Verse 15, design of the chest piece. Then with great skill and care, make a chest piece to be worn for seeking a decision from God. Make it to match the ephod, using finely woven linen embroidered with gold and blue and purple and scarlet thread. Make the chest piece of one single piece of cloth folded to form a pouch 9 inches square. Mount four rows of gemstones on it. The first will contain a red chameleon, a pale green peridot, an emerald. The second row will contain turquoise, a blue lapis lazuli, a white moonstone. The third row will contain orange agate, a purple amethyst. The fourth row will contain a blue-green beryl, an onyx, and a green jasper. All these stones will be set in gold filigree. Each stone represents one of the 12 sons of Israel, and the name of that tribe will be engraved on it like a seal. To attach to the chest piece, to the ephod, make braided cords, pure gold thread, and then make two gold rings attached to them in the top corners of the chest piece. Tie two gold cords, two rings on the chest piece. Tie the other ones to the cords, and gold rings to the shoulder, piece of the ephod. Then make two more gold rings and attach them. Then more gold rings, attach them to the front of the ephod, below the shoulder pieces, just above the knot, where the decorative sash is fastened to the ephod. Then attach the bottom rings to the chest piece, the rings to the ephod, and the blue cords. This will hold the chest piece securely to the ephod above the decorative sash. In this way, Aaron will carry the names of the tribes of Israel on the sacred chest piece over his heart when he goes to the holy place. This will be a continual reminder that he represents the people when he comes before the Lord. Insert the Urim and the Thummim into the sacred chest piece so it will be carried over Aaron's heart when he comes to the Lord's presence. In this way, Aaron will always carry over his heart the objects used to determine the Lord's will for his people whenever he goes before the Lord. Verse 31, make the robe that is worn with the ephod from a single piece of blue cloth with an opening for Aaron's head in the middle. Reinforce the opening with the woven collar so it will not tear. Make the pomegranates of blue, purple, scarlet yarn. Attach them to the hem of the robe with gold bells between them. The gold bells and the pomegranates are to alternate all the way around the hem. Aaron will wear the robe whenever he ministers before the Lord, and the bells will tingle as he goes before the Lord's presence. If he wears it, he will not die. Now, people are afraid to go in the presence of God, guys. Just take a little side note here. You go in there with any sin, you're going to drop dead. That's why the priest would go in there with a rope tied around his ankle. In case he falls dead, they can hear it. And if he didn't come out, they can pull him back out. Nobody goes before the Lord unless you go through this ritual. Verse 36, next, make him a dain of pure gold, engrave it like a seal with these words, holy to the Lord. Attach the medallion with a blue cord to the front of Aaron's turban. There it must remain. Aaron must wear it on his forehead so that he may take on himself any guilt of the people of Israel when they consecrate the sacred image. He must always wear it on his forehead so the Lord will accept the people. Weave Aaron's patterned tunic in fine linen cloth, fashion the turban and this linen, and also make a sash decorated with colorful embroidery. Guys, I'm telling you something. This was a show window kind of a deal. Verse 40, for Aaron's sons make tunics, sashes, special head coverings that are glorious and beautiful. Clothe your brother Aaron and his sons with these garments. Then anoint them, ordain them, consecrate them so they can serve as my priests. Then make the undergarments for them to be worn next to their bodies, reaching from their hips to their thighs. They must be worn whenever Aaron and his sons enter the tabernacle to approach the altar of the holy place to perform the priestly duties. Then they will not incur guilt and die. This is a permanent law for Aaron and his descendants after him. That's in chapter 28. Now, when we get up from this, we're going into the dedication of the priest on the next one. Now, people said, why do you take time and do this? You know, when I worked with those high school students for years, I was a school administrator for 10 years, and I would take them through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. We did that every year. Out of class, 171 days a year, we go from Genesis to Revelation through every book of the Bible, and these books here would be included. And I always get response. They didn't remember the details. I said, if I gave you a test on what I just covered today, you'd probably flunk it. But what I did was I covered that God is a detailed God. He knows the hairs of your head, the days of your life. God's for you. He's not against you. You weren't born accidentally. God knew your mother and father before they ever met one another. God orders steps, direct paths, guides in all truth. It is a very amazing story. So everybody ought to at least go through the Bible one time. Plow through, drink four cups of coffee if you need to, pinch yourself, get up and do a dance every now and then. But just every day, take about 10, 15 minutes and just start reading through the Bible. You will be amazed. You'll be encouraged. You'll be edified. Your faith will be built up that God that loves you in the made universe holds you in his hand. And everything's going to work out fine. God works all things out for our good. That's what he promised to do. So guys, thanks for listening today. Tune in next time through the Bible. God bless. Have a great day. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.